Sorry. Oh my god. Oh my god. Brain fart. Hello, everyone. This is MJ, and you are listening to 91.FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are listening to Baklava Baby after my 2-week hiatus. Yeah, I was sick for 2 weeks. And I was sick. I was burnt out for 2 weeks. I don't know. I think, like, it's always really hard for me. I know we're already, like, 2 months in from school, but still, like, I just, like, it takes me a minute to readjust to school all the time. It always takes me a minute. And I've been taking, like, really early classes, and I've really made it my mission this semester to wake up early. And not lay around all day and try and make breakfast, because I usually skip it or I end up buying it. And that's not good, because you end up spending about $200 in a month if you buy breakfast every night. And you're not supposed to be doing that. I have a good set here for you guys tonight. I feel talkative today. I don't feel, like, horrible. I've been sick for a month. I don't feel horrible today. I got my hair done. But yeah, I'm not too tired today. But yeah, new Bad Bunny album out, and he scammed me. Bad Bunny scammed me. He scammed everyone. He literally, the concert tickets were so expensive this year. I have been to pretty much every Bad Bunny tour since he started. I didn't go to his first concert, like, big concert, in Trap Kings back in, like, 2016, 2017, because I didn't want to go. That concert was crazy. But I went to the other ones. When he released his first album, when he released everything else, when he, every time he's released an album, I have been there. Except that one time he did, like, these concerts that were crazy, in this, like, baseball stadium in Puerto Rico. It was too crazy. But they were so expensive this time around. And I don't know if it's because it's in Boston. I don't know if it's because it's in TD Garden. Because last time I went to a concert of his in Boston, the ticket was $200-something, which is, like, I guess that's typical for Bad Bunny, like, in the U.S. I think usually, well, not usually, but sometimes they're cheaper in PR, but not really. But for an artist of, you know, of his height, I guess, $200, paying $200 is okay. But, like, ending up paying $400 for a Bad Bunny ticket is crazy. In the nosebleeds, by the way, on top of it, in the nosebleeds. You do not, like, that's just, like, at that point, it's, like, scamming. But anyways, Bad Bunny is a generational artist. I know a lot of, like, my friends are like, why do you like Bad Bunny so much? He's so mainstream, whatever. Like, he's like, y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get, live in Puerto Rico your whole life and you won't get it. Your generation is always pushed down by the older generation. The older generation and the older generation has always pushed down upon you within its values and everything, has pushed upon you the status of Puerto Rico, the political status of Puerto Rico, has pushed upon you about how you're supposed to think about the society that you live in Puerto Rico, which is, you know, colonized. But yeah, and he has been, like, one of the biggest artists and one of the biggest spokesperson of our generation ever. He's just generational. And if you just, like, there's few people like that. There's few people like that in the US. Few. Anyways, here's Vo 787. That is my area code, baby.
Gucci modelo, fotito pa' Vogue. Ando la modelo que salen en Vogue. Ay, Vogue. Quiere que la lleve a Dior y le meta dembow. Sabe que está chingando con un GOAT. Sí, 787 cabrón. Aunque me mude pa' Marte, va a ser el code. Pa' Bunny no le va, es un misterio. Da Vinci Code, Cartier rolling a toast. Cookie me tiene con toast. Yo no la gosteo, la monto en el ghost. Sí, se frisa el internet, te apagamos el disco si subimos un post. California love, ando por el West Coast. Siguiendo la dieta, a boca rotos. Pero primero te como ese totito por la mañana. Estoy que te preño, consigue la nana. I don't speak in English, americana. Parezco modelo, francesa, guyana. Si fuera mujer, yo fuera Madonna, yo fuera Rihanna. Implantando moda, Mariana y Silvana. Sí.
Estilazo, y ella amó mi flow estilazo. Cada vez que yo me doy un look bacano, que me guste igual que estilazo.
Bow, bow. Ahora soy modelo, fotito pa' bow. Dando la modelo que salen en bow. Bow. Quiere que la lleve a Dior y le meta dembow. Sabe que está chingando con un GOAT. Sí, 787 cabrón. Aunque me mude pa' Marte, va a ser el code. Pa' Bunny no le va, es un misterio. Da Vinci Code, Cartier rolling a toast. Cookie me tiene con toast.
Oh, these 20 years trying to sand up on the bay. There is a quick and easy way, you say, before you illustrate, I'd rather stay. I'm not the man you think I am. I'm not the man.
Me. He doesn't understand. She loves him more than anyone history, the history of man. It's the history of man. You didn't even falter, didn't look back once, did you? So Samson blamed Delilah, but given half the chance, I would have made him weaker too. Sirens sounded, trumpets blaring, you walked out all without sweating. I've seen it in the poems and the sins. I've pleaded with the powers and their plans. I try to rewrite it, but I can't. It's the history, the history of man. She stays up, he's sleeping like a lamb. She begs. You're sleeping like a lamb, I beg you, and you don't understand. I hold on, I try to hold your hand. I save you a seat and then you say you want to stand. So you lose me, the best you'll ever have. It's the history of man.
That was History of Man by Maisie Peters. I actually went to her concert the other day. I did not know a single song. I went with one of my housemates, with Kristen, and she's probably not listening to this, but, yeah, I have my critiques about that album, The Good Witch by Maisie Peters. She's like, if they made Ellie Goulding into Taylor Swift and then cloned them together. I don't know. She's interesting. Anyways, we are at the half hour mark. Before I forget, hola Lelo, hola Leli. Those are my grandparents. They're listening in back at home. But yeah, now I need to read my PSA, my federally mandated PSA. I haven't chosen one today. I should have chosen it. Oh my god, they have a little puppy one here with all cute dogs. I should get a dog. Who's gonna get me a dog? I want a dog. Can I please get a dachshund? I want to get a dachshund. Perro salchicha, gordo bachicha. Tiene sombrero. De marinero. Perro salchicha. Guys, I don't know which one to pick. Perro salchicha. Gordo bachicha. Yeah. I don't know which one to read, guys. These are all... We need new PSAs. I'll bring it up. I wanna do one. Okay. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Manafort Tubbs Educational Radio. That's kind of crazy. Y'all, you know, I like my conspiracy theories. I like a good conspiracy theory. I think they're so funny and you can just like laugh it out loud. Sometimes it's like, you may take this a little too personally. Some people like, you know, like the one conspiracy theory that I've always found very funny is that Justin Trudeau is Fidel Castro's love child, and I have always found that one really silly because they're like, oh, like Pierre Trudeau and his wife, whatever mom's name is, his wife visited Cuba and visited Fidel Castro, and then they conceived Justin Trudeau, and that's why Justin Trudeau looks a lot like young Castro. And I mean, it is kind of uncanny, they do look alike a lot. But like, is that, like, come on, is that even real? What's another conspiracy theory that I will always remember? I think it's like really funny. I don't know, I can't think of one. I always think of that one, the Fidel Castro and Justin Trudeau one. I always thought it was really funny because it's clearly like a political ploy. They want to watch him deny it, you know, and it'll look bad on him. I love those kinds of things. I like watched this movie called, I don't know, it had Sandra Bullock in it and Billy Bob Thornton, and it was about Sandra Bullock goes to Bolivia, and they go to Bolivia because she's trying to spin this election for this guy who used to be the president of Bolivia, but he was trying to run again, but like 10 years after he was like president. But this guy was like really hated because he wanted to like sell, wait, was it Bolivia or was it Peru? Wait, now I don't know. Wait a minute. Sandra Bullock political film. What's it called? Our brand is crisis. Such a good movie. It is the Bolivian presidential election. Right. And then this guy, people are like they don't like this guy because he wants to like get out some loans from the IMF. And if you know the IMF is an interesting organization, but like still, it's a good movie. It's really funny. And it's a really funny movie. But then she's like, she like suggests, the other candidate says like a really like controversial quote, and then she wants to watch him deny it. And I thought it was so crazy, and I will never forget about that. It's like spreading a rumor and then wanting to watch the person deny it because they look bad. That's a political spin. You gotta know, maybe. I don't know. That's good if you want to be like a lobbyist or something. I don't know. Figure it out. Have fun. I don't know. Maybe I'll be the lobbyist. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I have some songs in store for you. I wish I could talk the whole thing. Remember, I don't know, I once talked here when I had like 4 friends and 4 additional other people and 2 additional other people, and I thought it was like really funny. We had a really good time, and we had a really funny, I guess, a podcast per se. We had like a really funny podcast here. We were like, we're gonna play some house songs, and then we ended up playing like 4 songs because we just like would start fighting on air and everything. It was so funny. Anyways, here's Texas Sun. You say you like the wind,
blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Say you wanna hit the highway while the engine roars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. The Texas sun. Caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun. Oh, girl. Texas sun. When I'm far from home and the cold winds blow, stuck down somewhere the folks I don't. Cause you keep me nice and you keep me warm. Wanna feel you on me, can't wait to get back there again. Texas sun. Texas sun. Texas sun. You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Ooh, baby, you're so gorgeous. How about you and me? Take a little trip. In the big body.
Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. How does it sound? You and I.
The shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young. tonight. You're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, with no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes we'll nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
All right, that was Corcovado by Jorge Berto. Yeah, that's my Portuguese pronunciation. I'm getting better at Portuguese, by the way. Anyways, yeah, this is MJ, and you are listening to 91.FM WFM for Test Performer right now. I guess, I don't know where Andres is. He'll probably, like, pop up in, like, 2 seconds or something. But yeah. I have one more song left for you guys. So, I will be putting it. And yeah, thank you for tuning in tonight. And yeah, have a good one. Until the next time, hopefully I don't disappear for 2 weeks again. Okay. Bye!
Nace una flor todos los días, sale el sol. De vez en cuando escuchas aquella voz, como de pan gustosa de cantar en los aleros de la mente con las chicharras. Pero a la vez existe un transformador que se consume lo mejor que tenés. Atrás te pide más y más, y llega un punto en que no querés. Mamá, la libertad siempre la llevarás dentro del corazón. Te pueden corromper, te puedes olvidar, pero ella siempre. Llevarás dentro del corazón. Te pueden corromper, te puedes olvidar, pero ella siempre está. Ayer soñé con los hambrientos, los locos, los que se fueron, los que están en prisión. Hoy desperté esta canción que ya fue escrita hace tiempo atrás. Es necesario que